Newly appointed board president Casey Metzger says businesses will have to get creative to withstand the economic impacts of COVID-19. He owns the local small business Top Shelf Catering, which is a service business that depends on large events. He says many local entrepreneurs have helped to shape the Park City community, and he can help to navigate the economic downturn.
Well, we're in the business of celebrating in large groups. So this COVID-19 train has completely derailed us, but we're getting scrappy and we're trying to save jobs as best we can. Just, you know, have our finger on the pulse and be very active in seeing what's out there for resources, which the Summit County, the city and the county and the chamber have been working diligently. And I've been very impressed with the efforts going forth to help small businesses. So, you know, that's my job, is to try to tread that water and make it to the other end. The sectors in our community, a lot of it has to do with hospitality. A lot of it has to do with service. And I think a lot of us are in the same boat.
Under a normal summer season, current Chamber and Visitors Bureau President and CEO Bill Malone says the area business is driven primarily by corporate meetings and special events. He says many of the hospitality businesses are on a thread, and surviving the economic downturn will be determined in the next couple of months.
You know, we're looking at our occupancy for the second quarter, which was April, May, and June. April, we were down 97%. May down 86%, and June down 74%. The good news is that, you know, they're trending in the right direction. The bad news is that, you know, that's a long period of time to weather the storm. In second quarter of 2019, the county collected a little over $800,000 in transient room taxes. This year, we're estimating that to be about $40,000.
Malone calls it a catastrophic shift from last year, representing the lost business revenues as well as the impacts on local jobs. Occupancy rates are running from 20 to 25% this season, but he says they're hopeful for the winter season. However, they have not heard definitive plans on local resorts opening.
A lot of people's travels, in terms of those that are comfortable going on the road and doing road trips and coming to places like Park City, are making those decisions really close in, and they're watching the news. They're watching what the situations look like in the communities from a case standpoint, and so it really different and very difficult to forecast, you know, down the road.
Malone says even with the extreme revenue shortfalls the chamber is experiencing now, they're still financially sound because they're using savings. He says they're somewhat optimistic for the fourth quarter. They're continuing to market to the Western regional traveler. Malone acknowledges the increased traffic congestion and the frequent sightings of out-of-state license plates would lead to more positive business trends. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.